Welcome, everyone. This is the class for the Global School for Star Children. It is the Healing Power of Dreams, Transforming Nightmares from Monster to Friend. We don't have any students live with us yet. We're going to go ahead and record this for those who will be watching the recording who've signed up. First of all, I just wanted to say this course will be guided by our teacher, Gabriel Haas, who goes by Gaby. We're so excited for what you will receive and for your participation in this very special course. Thank you for signing up for it. We wanted to let you know that on Monday morning, Eastern Time, in the US, you will receive an email with the link to the student portal and recording of this course. All of the materials from this course, including the recording of the class, the slides shared in class, and any resources Gaby may share, will be in the student portal. That's going to be a webpage, and it'll be the central hub for this course. This every Monday morning, then, you can look for that email with the link to the recording from each week's class. And now I'd like to introduce our teacher, Gaby. Gaby has been a teacher and was in leadership and education for many years. She then obtained a master's degree with an emphasis in depth psychology and leading the creative life. This was followed by a 2-year certification in dream tending. Gaby is now a wise elder who weaves together her many gifts and experiences to guide people to awaken to the messages of the dream world. In May of this year, she taught a very successful course for the Global School for Star Children called The Power of Dream Animals, and is currently writing a book by the same title. Let's welcome our wonderful teacher, Gaby.
Well, good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's early morning here in California. And I'm so excited to bring this second class to you. And I'm hoping that you get to watch this as a webinar and come to the next class, which will be next Saturday. All I ask that you bring to this class is your imagination and your curiosity. And together we'll take a look at your dreams, and this time especially the dreams that may be scary or kind of frustrating or uncomfortable. And together we will tend the dream. And that is different from me telling you what the dream's telling you. It's for you to find out what the dream's telling you. And I will just tend that process. What's a nightmare? Have you ever had a nightmare? Some people have recurring nightmares. When I was a child, I had a recurring nightmare. I grew up in the Netherlands, and we had a lot of bridges. And a lot of the bridges would open up when the traffic needed to, the boats needed to go by. And my dreams were always falling in the water when the bridge opened up. And I had tons and tons of these dreams all through my early childhood and even into my teenage years, until I started to learn that I wasn't going to drown. And there was always help for me. So, Rose, since you're in the room with me, have you ever had a nightmare?
I have. And I remember as a child having, certainly I've had nightmares as an adult, but as a child, I had a recurring nightmare that it was dark outside and there were people, my family members, that were further away from me, and someone was taking me, and I couldn't speak, and it was very scary.
And did you ever felt like you got kind of a resolution to that dream? Did you find your voice?
I found my voice, and I learned that that's exactly what that dream was teaching me. But it took me till I was an adult, and that's why I'm just thrilled that you're having this course for children, Gaby. I feel it's going to help so many people. I would have loved to have taken a course like this when I was a child.
Yeah, I was lucky to grow up in a family where very often at breakfast we would talk about what did you dream last night. So it was kind of part of just our culture to be talking about the dream. And I always felt heard, by my parents. So that's really important to be able to not only have your dream, but to speak it and to process it in a way that, we don't really know where the dreams come from. Might be your psyche, it might be angels, it may be your higher self. We just don't know. I just know that they're very, very important. And the more that life gets very fast and changing, the more important it is that we pay attention to it.
I
So
think what a beautiful
I'm going to.
tradition that you're, well, it was just saying what a beautiful tradition that your family had as you were growing up to be able, as you were sitting around, share your dreams and that you felt heard. I think that is a beautiful, really important thing. And
I think what helped is we were part Indonesian, and I think I had sort of some indigenous roots there. And a lot of indigenous cultures really pay attention to dreams, especially the Aborigines in Australia. They talk about dream time. And there's a whole Malaysian tradition of working with dreams. And so I lucked out to come into a family who, appreciated the dream world.
how very special.
So one of the things that I found that helps when you're working with your dream, and especially when the dream's dark or when the dream is scary, is to have an ally, to have a dream figure that you can take with you when you are working with the dream. In my practice of dream tending, I work one-to-one with people. And I always have them bring in their ally, especially if it's a dark dream. So I'm going to do a little journey with you. So close your eyes and get yourself into a beautiful place in nature that you love. And you look around and you can smell the air and feel the caresses of the wind. And you're just very, very content in this place. And I want you to stand up and open up your arms
In my mind's eye or in person?
in your mind's eye and ask for an ally, a friend to come in. And this can be an animal, it can be a person, it can be an object that will help you anchor whatever you need to anchor. Could be anything. So just ask, please, my ally, come in and visit me. And you look ahead to the horizon, and you see this person or this animal or this being coming towards you. And it stands or lays or sits in front of you. And if it has eyes, it looks into your eyes. And you sense the bond that you have with this figure. And the figure says to you, I'll always be with you when you need me. You are not alone. And it either offers you a token that you can take with you, or it lets you know that all you have to do is ask, and he, she, they will come in. And you give your ally a gift as gratitude for the ally, the friend, to come into your dream world. And the ally says, the friend says, I will be with you when you work with this following dream. And he disappears. She, he, she, it disappears. And you're back in the field or in the place in nature. And you come back to the screen feeling very supported.
Thank you, Gaby.
And any of you that would like to share, and if you're seeing this as a recording, you can tell us next time. Please share with me, who is your ally that came in?
I'll share with you who came to visit me. A male lion came to visit, and when he looked into my eyes, I just felt warmth and love. And I pet his mane. And then for a gift, he gave me a lock of his mane with me.
Wow.
So special. And then for a gift, I gave him some of my hair in return. Said, thank you.
You
Connect.
know, it's so interesting since I do so much work with animals. A lion also has so much courage. And the word cur means heart. And so for you to have a loving heart come into your with courage is really delightful.
Oh, how special.
And you'll know when you need that. Yeah.
Be really helpful to have my, he said his name was Leo, to have Leo be with me to give me courage and feel love. Thank you and hope.
And you can have different allies. It doesn't always have to be the same.
Okay.
And I have several that I call my dream council that come in. And one of mine is also an animal. And it's a cat I had until last year. And then he died. And
Special.
his name was Soleil.
Soleil. Oh.
And when Soleil died, he told me in the dream that he would always be with me when I needed him. So he often comes into my dreams, or even when I'm having a really hard time in life with something, he'll come and be with me. And of course, Soleil means sun. So for me, it's like light. You know, he brings light into to my difficult times.
How beautiful to have that Soleil as your ally
And
along.
it's really funny because my current cat is named Leo.
Oh, that is really funny. What's the
I know.
synchronicity? Maybe he's with us here.
Yeah, well, he's roaming around, so yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I always like to bring in the first class we have. I like to bring in a dream. And last time, when we did animals, I brought in a dream that my granddaughter had. And this time I thought what I would do is bring in a book, a children's book that most of you probably are familiar with, called Where the Wild Things Are by Marie Sendak. And what we're going to do is we're going to show you the pages of the book, and I'm going to read it to you. And I would like you to listen and watch the pictures, look at the pictures, and pretend that you are Max, the main character in the book, and you are having this dream of this story. And then when we're finished with the story, we'll talk about, well, what was the monster in the dream, in the dream book? And what was kind of the resolution that came for Max? Okay, so if you're ready, and there's no talking through while we read the book, so we'll just talk when we're finished. And Rose is going to show us the pictures.
Okay, I'll go ahead and bring that up right now, Gaby. Me just make this full screen.
And I used to love to read this to my son when he was little. This was like his favorite book.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah, Where the Wild Things Are. And really pay attention to the figures, the drawings in the picture. Get as much detail as you can. Where the Wild Things Are. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another, his mother called him Wild Thing, and Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night, in Max's room, a forest grew. And grew. And grew until his ceiling hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through night and day. And in and out of weeks, and almost over a year, to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. Till Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with the magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all. And made him king of all wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start." Now stop, Max said, and send the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then, all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." The wild things roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye. And sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day. And into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. The end.
Stop share. Wow.
I just never get tired of this story.
Me either. It's really special with so much emotion in it.
Yeah. So, Rose, if you look at this as your dream and you're curious about why you might have this dream, who do you think, or what, doesn't mean have to be who, what is the monster in the dream?
My feelings inside of me.
Okay. It's interesting that his mother calls him the wild thing. And is it true that when the wild thing of Max comes out, all these feelings come out? And what are those feelings?
Seem to be angry.
Anger.
And wanted to express that.
Would you say to your mother, "I'll eat you up"?
No.
So that's very interesting. It's kind of like almost out of control feelings, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then what did you notice when he went really into the dream state and his room became a jungle and or forest and he started traveling? Did you notice about what can happen in a dream about time?
Yeah, it's interesting how he said he traveled for a year or over a year. It was just like time expanded. And I loved seeing like how his bed faded away and the forest, as trees and vines came, it became a forest, his bedroom.
Yeah, I noticed when I looked at it as a dream how the moon kept changing. You know, well, it was night and day for one, but the moon, you know, there'd be a new moon, there'd be a full moon, there'd be a quarter moon. So it gave you sort of a whole sense of how time in a dream can be anything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is interesting. It's a different realm.
Yeah, and what about when you, as Max, came to the island? What's the first thing you did?
He made himself king or
Himself
ruler
came.
over the wild things.
Okay, so there's that sense of control, right? That you can calm down your feelings. But he was doing it, projecting it on the other wild things.
On those creatures.
Yeah, and it was interesting how they kind of looked surprised, like, oh my God, here's somebody who's even wilder than we are, you know.
That's right. That's he said it was the most they said that he was the most wild of all thing of all.
Right, and how much power that gave him to have that. But then what happened when they had their rumpus and they hung from the trees and they were really, really wild? And he told them to go to bed without their supper, like his mom did. And what happened to him then?
Then he missed home. He missed the people who loved him. He seemed lonely.
Yeah, and he got bored. You know, sometimes when you're so explosive in your feelings, and it stops, then you get bored. You know, when you've acted it out.
Energy has come out and
Yeah. And so, what does he do?
decides to go home.
He decides to go home. And notice how when he goes home, it's again the time just kind of collapses, you know. It's time, it's dream time. It's not waking time.
I love that.
Yeah.
It all flows, like you said, day into night, night into day, the time rolls on.
And that's just the wonder of dreams, you know, all that can happen outside of time.
That is really neat that it does take you out of our time-space continuum. Yeah.
Right.
And we have access to that within us.
So he goes home and he goes into his room, and what is the miracle?
That there's a hot dinner waiting for him on his table in his bedroom.
Yeah, and back to your lion, there's Leo. There's love. You know, mom still loves him, even though he was a wild thing. And it's a really great, you know, if there's a lesson in it, what do you think the lesson would be for you as Max?
That I can be in control of my emotions and for Max to count on the love of his mother, regardless of how he felt.
Well, and that it's actually okay to sometimes express it, you know, and understand that emotions can kind of take over the wild thing.
Well, it's interesting too, because the emotions, they pass as the time passes, you know, day and night, like they will float away like the clouds or the water in a stream. We feel them, and if we let them be expressed, then they can float away. They don't have to remain inside of us, but it's healthy if we express them and let their energy out, as Max did.
Right. And if this was your dream, you might not have the resolution that he did in finding his supper waiting. But then if you would work with this dream, then you could bring in Leo to help you kind of, and my teacher used to say, put your ally in your pocket.
Oh, I
You
love
could take it out, or you could take out the main, you know, that you had,
this
and
medicine.
then come to the conclusion that you're still loved, and you know, the feelings we're now talking about.
And I'd have courage to face those emotions that I was feeling inside that were very strong and felt like they maybe were taking over my being.
Right. So
Have an ally.
it's so miraculous to me what dreams, when you start working with them and you start doing the tending of your dream, how much that could help you in life. You know, and that you don't have to do it alone. You can do it with your ally, your friend.
Yeah, and
And
they're always around with us if we ask and listen for their guidance.
right. And at the very end, he felt loved, you know, which is something that he had lost, that feeling when he got really angry. And
Beautiful.
I, since I love working with animals, I was thinking about how he got wild when he put on his wolf suit. You know, and the wolf is a wild animal and has very strong instincts, you know, whereas we as humans kind of lose our ability to feel our instincts or our intuition or our curiosity.
Yeah, and you bring in a really important piece of just maintaining connection with our wild selves that we can, in a healthy way, that we can control, you know, in these ways and with our allies. But still, that, as you had mentioned earlier, there is power in that if we can direct that energy in helpful ways, know how
Yeah.
to work with it.
Yeah. So you can see how the depth of dream work, how you can get things out of a dream that were just not obvious as you are even retelling the dream.
Yeah, it's amazing how the different details or different threads seem to be woven together as like I recount a dream. It is amazing that maybe I didn't notice while I was having the dream.
Yeah. And that's why it's really important, two things that we will learn in this class. One is to write down your dream as soon as you wake up. Don't do anything else. Have your dream journal and your pen next to your bed. Some of my friends who have troubled writing in the middle of the night, they will maybe use a recorder and tell the dream into their recorder and then write it down. But it's very important that you write it, and it's very important that you write it in present tense,
Okay.
like the story. You know, you are in the dream still when you're writing it, and as much detail as you can, like, you know, like for example, the pointing out the moon cycles. If you didn't have that detail, you would be missing something, you know.
That's true.
And then the other thing that we're going to do in the following classes is now is the time then that you will do some art. And you can bring either, you know, pen and pencil and paper. You can bring coloring things. You can bring paint. You can even bring some kids like to do clay, so that as soon as we've worked with our dreams, you do an art representation of the dream work. And it doesn't have to be realistic, you know, it can be symbolic. You know, what is the symbol in your dream that you really, for example, I might do the faces of the moon
Okay.
because very symbolic for me in the. In this, if this was my dream,
I see.
or you might do just the claws of the wild things, you know. It doesn't have to be very real. It doesn't have to be real.
Yeah.
It has to have meaning to you,
Something that will,
what you got out of it. Like if what you got out of it is that you were loved, you could just do hearts, you know? I mean, it's up
represent
to you. It's up
feeling.
to you what you want to do. And then you'll have a opportunity to share that, and that will go into your student portal, or you can send it to me. And did you put my
I can share. I was going to put it in the chat, but for we could share it. Let's see here. I can spell it out for people, Gabby's
Okay.
email address, so that if you would, we invite you to, after having a dream, to be able to do a drawing, as Gabby was saying, or would you like them to do it about the story where the wild things are? What would you prefer, Gabby?
Well, for this one,
This one.
since we didn't weren't here in person, yeah, do it about the story
Okay.
as the dream. Next time you will be sharing your stories, and then your art will be reflect what your dream is telling you. And your dream can be an old dream or a new dream. It can be even what I call a waking dream. Sometimes you have a nightmarish experience in waking life that was really disturbing, then we can work with that just like a dream. So just so you're not forced to have a nightmare in the next week. And then you can also so she'll tell you my email address. You can also look at my website, so you'll know a little bit more about dream work in general. And that is OC Soul Expressions, SOULEXPRESSIONS.com. Now, there's not much yet about children's work in my website because I mostly work with adults and this is a new adventure for me. So, but it'll help you kind of understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, wonderful, Gaby. And then if children would like, would it be okay if they that they could do artwork, or they could write a piece if they wanted about where the wild things are, like whatever form of art they feel they would like to express? Is that all right, Gaby? Their feeling?
Yes, I would like that. That's
Wonderful.
your home play, not homework, home play.
Oh, I love that. Home play. So, children, again, we invite you to read through Where the Wild Things Are. It will be in the recording that is sent out to you on Monday morning. And again, that will be Eastern Time in the United States. And after, as Gaby said, imagine that that story is a dream. And then whatever feelings that bring that story brings up for you, you can create artwork, as Gaby was talking about, and then send that to Gaby, if we invite you to, if you would like. And just to let you and your parents know, if you choose to share that with Gaby, Gaby will be sharing that on the student portal, that there will be a link to send to you to the student portal on Monday, and it will be found on that. It's broken up into modules, module 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the recording for this class, for instance, and the artwork will be under module 1. And then for next week's, that would be under module 2, etc.
And Rose, could you spell out my email address in case you just want to email it to me and I'll forward it?
So Gaby's email address is spelled, it's I'll say it and then I'll spell it so everyone has it. It's Gabrielle Haas 1948 at gmail.com. com. So I will spell that now. G A B R I E L L E H A S S 1948 at Gmail, GMAIL dot com. That's COM. Okay.
Okay, and also if you have any questions or you need some help, please email me and I'll get back to you. Okay, well, this was an interesting way of doing the class. I miss seeing the children, but hopefully next week it'll be different.
We
So,
look forward to seeing you next time, children. Enjoy this recording. And yeah, we invite you to join us live next time if you're able to. We would love to see each and every one of you.
that was Leo behind me being a wild thing.
Wow, Gaby, that's amazing. See, he's
I
sharing his
know.
excitement with the children too. Any final words, Gaby, before we stop our recording?
No, I just really hope to see your beautiful faces next time.
Thank you very much, Gaby. Thank you, children. We look forward to seeing you in the future. Bye.
Bye. Have a great week.